going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Who do you not want to take a ride with here on the Brett Maga Show? You're about to find out. Actually, this is pretty cool, and you could do it for yourself, too. You can actually find out very specific details on your Uber score, like how many ones you've had in the Uber rating system. Really interesting, cool way to do this is you go into your Uber app, and you can find a specific breakdown. If all the ones through the fives, you know, you get like an Uber score when you leave, you have to, the Uber driver, you give the Uber driver a score and the Uber driver gives you a score back. And so you go to your account, you go to settings, go to privacy, and then you go to see summary inside your Uber. This is where you can see like your score, how long you've been on Uber, how many Uber Eats you've had. You can see like a general breakdown, which when you look at that for me, I have a 4.87. Which I didn't think was bad.
That's not terrible at all. What? That's close to five.
All right, so what are you, Alex, when you go to that? What score do you have as a general score?
I'm not making this up. It was a 4.88.
Whoa! Shut up! No, you are making that.
Yeah, no, I really am.
That's hilarious.
That's real. Yeah.
Hannah, AB.
I have a 4.94.
4.94. Kevin does not have an Uber. He's never Ubered in his life.
I have either a perfect score or no score at all. I don't have the app.
Hannah probably will have the lowest score of all of us, I'm assuming.
Actually, you all suck. I have a 5.0.
Shut up!
Perfect score on
Hannah,
Uber.
Of all people, has the highest score.
Man.
And you have a perfect score? You've never gotten less than a 5?
I have only gotten 5 stars.
But how many rides? Are we going to get into that?
Yeah, how many rides have you, Hannah?
Yeah, that's kind of where you got to look
I have
right?
taken 8 Uber trips.
8.
Well, you've only been at Uber 8 times?
No, I always have my friends order it.
That clearly, Hannah. I wonder the real thing is, like AB, who's one of your closest friends, has a 4.94, which I was a little surprised that AB didn't have a perfect score. Hannah probably got you deducted points because she makes you call it.
Probably.
And Hannah was the reason.
It all adds up now.
So then you could actually go in into your ratings and see the specific ratings you've had. Like how many
really?
Fives you've had, how many fours you've had, how many threes, twos, and ones. So for me, I've had over 200 fives. But I have 3 ones.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
How many ones did you have, AB?
I have 0 ones. I have 1 2.
You never got a 1?
I've never gotten a 1.
I think someone giving you a 2
seems offensive.
Yeah.
I think you're either a 1 or a 5. Like,
right.
We were good or you were just terrible.
Yeah.
I can't believe someone actually gives out 2 threes and 4s. Like, they're really keeping the score.
Weird rating.
Do they tell you what the driver?
Just that part doesn't. It doesn't tell you anything other than it just tells you how many ones.
They really want you second guessing.
That would be great.
Everything.
Though.
How many ones did you get?
I had 251 ones, and I or no,
no,
no. 200.
What?
Wow, like, this guy.
You're terrible.
They don't even come pick me up anymore. No, I had 251 5-star ratings, and I had 4 1 ratings.
You had 4 ones.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember specific trips where you think you got? I cannot think of when I got a 1.
There was probably a couple that like maybe went the wrong direction, and that I was probably in a little bit of a rush to get somewhere, and I thought that I knew the directions better than the driver, and I was probably telling them where to go.
Backseat driver? Oh.
So, like, for me, I used to take Uber all the time. That's why I have all these scores. But, like, since I have kids, like, Uber is actually an inconvenient way to get around because then you got to put a car seat in. They don't have car seats. Right. So I don't take them as much. And so for me, I was thinking, like, oh, man, did I have, like, a drunken night in an Uber?
I cannot remember like, a drunken night.
I did. There was one time in Vegas. My buddy threw up all over the dashboard. So that
That would do it. Yeah.
I forgot that I called the Uber.
I must have wrecked someone's Uber score because there was a night where I had to ask the Uber driver to pull over. So whoever ordered that Uber that night, sorry about your rating. But mine's perfect.
But yours is perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect old Hannah.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.